So excerpt number 1 from Baal Sulam, article 600,000 souls. There is indeed only one soul in the world. That same soul exists in all the children of Israel, complete in each and every one, as in Adam HaRishon. Since the spiritual is indivisible and cannot be cut, which is rather a trait of corporeal things, rather, saying that there are 600,000 souls and sparks of souls appears as though it is divided by the force of the body of each person. We read again.
Excerpt number 2 from Baal Sulam, also 600,000 souls. Two discernments were made in the corporeal body. The first discernment, one feels one's soul as a unique organ and does not understand that this is the whole of Israel. Second discernment, the true light of the soul of Israel does not shine on him in all its power of illumination, but only partially, meaning by the measure he has purified himself by returning to the collective. And the sign for the body's complete correction is when one feels that one's soul exists in the whole of Israel, in each and every one of them, for which he does not feel himself as an individual. For one depends on the other. At that time, he is complete, flawless, and the soul truly shines on him in its fullest power as it appeared in Adam HaRishon. Get some things to convince him. Excerpt number 3 from Rabash. Concerning Yenika, nursing and Ibur, impregnation. The beginning of the entrance into the work of the Creator is regarded as Ibur, impregnation, when he cancels his self and becomes impregnated in the mother's womb, meaning that he cancels self-love, called Malchut, whose original essence is called will to receive in order to receive, and enters the vessels of bestowal, called Bina. And one should believe that before he was born, meaning before the soul descended into the body, the soul was adhered to him. And now he longs to adhere to him as prior to the descent. This is called Ibur, impregnation, when he completely annuls his self. Thank him. Excerpt number 4 from the writings of Rabash. A congregation is no less than 10. Our sages said, in every 10 there is Shekhinah. It is known that Malchut is called the 10th. It is also known that the receiving Kli is also called the Sfira of Malchut, which is the 10th Sfira, receiving the upper abundance. And she is called the will to receive. And all the creatures extend only from her. For this reason, a congregation is no less than 10, since all the corporeal branches extend from the upper roots. Therefore, according to the rule, there is no light that does not have 10 Sfirot. In corporeality, something is not considered a congregation that can be regarded as important unless there are 10 men there, such as the upper degrees. Again, excerpt.
Excerpt number 6 from Maor Vashemesh, Ekev portion. The most important is for each and every one to annul himself completely and not think of himself as righteous or that he counts at all among the friends and annul himself completely. It is known that in every 10 there is Shekhinah, divinity, and this is a complete level. In a complete level, there are head, hands, legs, and heels, akivim. It follows that when every person regards himself as nothing in society, then he regards himself as a heel, compared to the society, while they are the head, the body, and the higher organs. When each one thinks of himself in this way, they make the gates of abundance and every lushness in the world open up to them. And it is drawn the most through the person who is more regarded as nothing and as a heel. I succeed. Excerpt number 8 from Rabash. What is a cup of blessing must be full in the work. When a person can go with his eyes shut, above reason, and believe in the sages, and go all the way, this is called Ibu, conception. When he has no mouth, Ibu means the level of Malchut, which is the most restricted Katnut possible. It is called Ibu. It comes from the words Evra, anger, and Dinim, judgment. When a person must go with his eyes shut, above reason, the body resists this work. Hence, the fact that a person always has to overcome this is called anger, wrath, and trouble. Since it is hard work to always overcome and annul before the Upper One, for the Upper One to do with him what the Upper One wants. This is called Ibur, which is the most restricted Katnut possible. Again, exit womb and you're in the womb. I don't know, something like that.
Excerpt
number 10 by Rabash.
A person
must decide that he wants the Creator to give him a desire to completely annul before him, meaning not leave any desire under his own authority, but that all the desires in him will be only to give glory to the Creator. Once he decides on complete annulment, he asks the Creator to help him execute it. This means that although in the mind and the desire, he sees that the body disagrees with him, annulling all his desires before the Creator instead of for his own sake, he should pray to the Creator to help him want to annul before him with all the desire, leaving no desire for himself. This is called the complete prayer. Again, excerpt number